What's up, winners? Welcome to Live to Win, a place where you'll find the words that you need to overcome any problem and to reach for success. My name is Carlos Amaro, and Live to Win is a motivational project to help you get back to happiness. Stop living in the what ifs and start living a wonderful life. I hope you're ready. So let's get started with today's program. Hey guys, welcome back. I know that I'm posting this after a while, but you know, time sometimes is not enough. But here we are again. Today's program is about a quote that is a stick on my mind, like all the time. You know that I'm a big fan of Gary Vaynerchuk. He is a wonderful entrepreneur. He works a lot on, like, you know, public speaking about mindset and about changing your life and about working hard. So he is very inspirational. I have heard him many times saying this. I strongly believe this and thrive upon this. Ideas are cheap. Everyone has ideas. Don't you? Doesn't your friend? But what matters is execution, right? Execution. That is the key. Your idea doesn't have to be great. It just has to be well executed. If you give a great idea to a group of lazy dumbos, then that's not going to be great. But when you give a good or mediocre idea to a super smart guys, they will execute it. They will make it work. So guys, it's very important to realize something, that ideas are nothing. Okay, maybe you will say, but why? You know, people today are very worried about not sharing their ideas because they are afraid of somebody, you know, stealing them. And that actually doesn't happen, because you are the one that has the craft, that has the ability to execute that idea. The other person can steal your... Imagine that... Okay, let's put this way. Imagine that you want to start a bakery. Okay, and you have a great idea about, a mix of ingredients for cupcakes. Okay, now, you don't say that idea to, you know, to anybody because you're afraid of, you know, having your idea stolen. And you say, like, no, I have an idea, but I'm not telling you. And that idea goes on and on and on, and you'll never do it, you know. On the other hand, there are people that say, you know, my friends, I have an idea. This is about cupcakes, mixing of ingredients, and I think it's going to be great and everything. But if they'll, you know, if other people say, like, oh my God, that's a great idea, I will do it. If they do it before you, it means that you're a dumbass. Sorry, you're a dumbass, because you gotta do it, you know, you gotta execute it, because other people will. And if they do, and if they are smarter than you, of course they will do it greatly. But they don't have your craft. They don't have your ability to bake those cupcakes. So that's, you know, that's a winning side on you. All right, you just have the ability to do that and they don't. So you have one point on your side. Now, many people say, I want to start a business, but I have a great idea. You don't need to have one. You know, did Facebook have a great idea? I mean, Mark Zuckerberg didn't have this great idea that said, like, I want to be worldwide and I want to connect millions and billions of people. No, he just wanted to have fun in his dorm. And he did something smaller, of course, but it worked over time. So it just, you know, he had a better idea, but he did it, you know. He just wanted to do it and he stepped in and did it. Google did better than Atlas, for Alvista, for example, back, you know, back long time ago. You can always learn from other companies and do better than them. It's not that you're copying them, you know. It's like Steve Jobs used to say, we don't have to be the same and compete in the same rank. I don't want to be the same. I don't want to be better. He said, I want to do it differently. And that's why he just coined that phrase, that is, think different. So you see, it's not that your idea has to be better than others or just has to be the same and, you know, do something, some changes on that. You got to have a different point of view. Look at things from a different angle, you know. Now, there is a lot more connected with execution. People get to know who you are. You know, when you jump into the stage, people see you. You're as good as your last blog post, last video, last talk you gave. So that's your reputation. In this huge world of consumers, your voice or action is important. Start becoming a producer or maker of the content. Don't wait for others to make it for you. Okay? It's like, you know, if you want to start this bakery business, like I said before, and you're waiting and you say, like, you know, I'm not a designer. I don't know anything about social media, so I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to, I don't know, wait on the will of somebody. I'm going to wait on somebody's help, and that's all. No, you gotta start doing, okay? Execution is the key. Now, your ideas are only valuable if you put them out to the world. What is the use of having an idea if you're not working on it or executing it? The other person who doesn't have any is also the same as you. How do you show the difference? By execution. So, guys, you know, I mentioned Steve Jobs before, so, because he changed the world. That's obvious because he executed. No matter what, he kept on working harder and harder. He was not pleased with his last results. You know, he just released the iMac. Well, actually, he released the Macintosh. He released the Apple One, the Apple Two, the Macintosh, and all of them. Even that, you know, even though that Macintosh, the Macintosh program, the project was a complete shit, he kept on doing. He was kicked off out of his own company. Remember that. So he kept on working. You know, all the great entrepreneurs kept working. Bill Gates, Mark Cuban, Gary Vaynerchuk, and all of them, all of these big guys, you know, that have billions and billions of dollars behind them, they kept working. It is crucial that you put out effort on making. Your idea will be validated only then. Now, you don't know whether you're correct or not. You don't know if the bakery business is going to be successful or not. You don't know if your next business is going to be successful or not. That's because we think only in one way. If we put it out, we come to know that the drawbacks are important also, because you will see, once you're in the field, you'll see how it feels like. You know what I always say is like, how do you learn to swim? You don't learn to swim in your bed. You don't learn to swim on the floor and just, you know, kicking and making and moving your hands. No, you learn to swim in the water, underwater. You may not be wrong always. Sometimes it works. Sometimes when you discuss it with people, they provide you their views on it. And sometimes we rely on that. We're stupid sometimes. Don't rely on people's opinions, all right? You just need to listen to them, okay, to get some perspective, but that's all. You don't need to follow what they say, all right? You have to keep on working, no matter what. It is necessary that you execute your idea. There's no use in preserving it. Don't keep it like if it were, as if it were the, I don't know, the biggest treasure on earth. You know, it's like you're not going to reinvent the wheel. No. Use your idea and take it out to the world. And another thing is, you know, no one will steal your ideas. That's like I told you. If they just use it, they will fail because they don't have your graft. Copying is not bad if it's in the right context. Now, if you're copying somebody, I suggest you not to do it, or at least take just some traits or characteristics, some features of that product or service, but apply it on your own world. Give it your touch, you know. Keep executing. Write blogs, post on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of this. You gotta have presence on media. If you're not on social media, like Gary Vaynerchuk says, you don't actually exist. All right, you don't exist because you're not there. People, you gotta go where attention is, and attention is on the freaking cell phone. All right, on Facebook, on all the social platforms, attention is there. And once you get people's attention, you execute and you will see how it pays off. You know, you gotta make videos, you gotta give talks, you gotta discuss it with people, but just execute. Do awesome. Be awesome. Well, I hope that this was helpful for you guys. You know that my intention here, my purpose is to bring value to your lives and give you this motivation that you need to do things. I did it and it worked with me. So I'm sure that it will work with you as well. Keep on practicing whatever you're doing. Keep on practicing, keep on doing, keep on executing, because execution is the game. Until next time, guys. See you.